The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You know, in the sermon that the Prophet had given to welcome the month of Ramadan, there's a line in here that's very beautiful. We talked about it a bit last night, where he says, "Ayyuhan nas," that all mankind, he was addressing people, describing the merits of Shahru Ramadan, where he says, "Inna abwab al-jinan fi hadha shahri mufattaha, fa as'alu rabbakum an la yughliquha." He says that, all mankind, the doors of heaven are wide open for you in this month. Therefore, ask Allah not to close them for you. And then he says, وَأَبْوَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغَلَّقَةٌ فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يُفَتِّحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. And the doors of hell are closed, so ask Allah to keep them closed for you. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ مَغْلُولَةً فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يُسَلِّطُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. And shaitan is imprisoned in this month. So ask Allah or ask your Lord not to let him have power over you. Part of the beauty that we have enjoyed in this month are these gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of heaven were open to us. That means we could have attained anything within that if we wanted. The doors of hell were closed. That means that punishment was far away from us. And shaitan was locked away or imprisoned. Obviously, we felt temptations, we felt whisperings, but really those are the outcomes of our own manipulation of shaitan already, really, you know, habits more than anything else. But there is no doubt that we would, if we look at the lifestyle and the ability to focus in the month of Ramadan that is sometimes lost outside the month of Ramadan, it's an environment that we should perpetually try to be in. And this is why asking Allah for these things is important. So today, ask for these things. It's really important, yeah? That in your Jummah, after you make dua, these are some of the duas the Prophet has told us to ask in this month. To keep the doors of heaven open for us, to keep the doors of hell closed for us, and to not have shaitan give us authority or have power over us. But you know, when we talk about these du'as, or even what the Prophet had said in the du'a of Wida, that you will either be granted life until next Ramadan or you'll be embraced in His mercy. These are du'as that we make. These are promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are there. But they are all dependent upon how we act in this world. Right? So all of these things, like when we say our sins are forgiven, yeah, immediately they are forgiven, but immediately I'll go and sin. So my sins are already adding up, right? So it's not like I'm forever forgiven or forever on a clean slate. But rather, you know, it's up to us to back up our dua with action, right? And this is the responsibility that you and I have now, right? It just can't be about, Ya Allah, keep the doors of heaven open for me. Keep the doors of hell closed for me. But yet I go back to my own lifestyle. Right? If I do, then these du'as will not be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I haven't shown the capacity to receive these gifts from God. It's a very beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Muhammad wa alim. He was asked about the verse of Allah, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call me and I will answer you. It's a promise from God. Call me and I will answer you. So he was asked, فَمَا بَالُنَا نَدْعُوا فَلَا نُجَابْ. He says, then what about us? We keep asking Allah for things and our du'as are not being answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, لِأَنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ خَانَ. He says, because your hearts have been treacherous. Yeah, and he gives numerous examples. But I just want to share two of them with you to highlight the point that we have made. He says, "Annakum amantum birasulihi." He says, you have believed in the Prophet. He's talking to us, huh? We have believed in the Prophet. We have said he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. We said he is the mercy of all mankind. But then the Imam says, ثُمَّ خَالَفْتُمْ سُنَّتَهُ. But then you went against his sunnah and decided to act however you wanted. So he said, فَأَيْنَ ثَمَرَةُ إِيمَانِكُمْ. So where is the effect of that iman of yours? Yeah? When you don't listen, when we don't listen to the teachings of the Prophet, that iman has no value. And if I don't do what God wants, what makes me think God will do what I want? Yeah? He says in another part, أَنَّكُمْ قَرَأَتُمْ كِتَابَهُ الْمُنْزَلُ, that you have read his revealed book. فَلَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِهِ. Yeah, but you did not act upon that book. He says, then why would Allah answer your du'as for you? Right? My brothers and sisters, du'as have to be backed up with action. Yeah? Any du'a that I make, I have to show Allah that I am worthy to receive this and that I will use it correctly to make the life of myself and others better. And this is what I want us to leave here with, that let us have a lifestyle that is consistent with what Allah expects from us. A lifestyle that is consistent. We're not asking for miracles here. Yeah, we're not asking for that which becomes cumbersome in our lives. You know, sometimes we may add too many mustahabbat and we feel like, oh, I think I've done too much, you know, like you stretched wrong or something, you know. Simple, two-step formula. Yeah, avoid that which is haram, do that which is wajib. That's it, man. That's it. That's not hard. Yeah. That's really not hard. Don't look at me like it's hard. It's not hard. Yeah? Avoid that which is haram. You know something is haram. You know a dress code is haram. You know listening to this is haram. You know eating this is haram. You know speaking this is haram. You know watching this is haram. Nothing is foreign to us. Nothing is news to us. We're like, oh, I didn't know this. No, we know everything, right? We know what degree the moon rises, subhanallah. We know everything, right? We can avoid that which is haram, right? We just have to make the decision to avoid it. A change in lifestyle. If that's what's required, that's what's required. But if I expect me to have a healthy relationship with God, then I got to do what God wants from me. Stop that which is haram. And secondly, have raghba for that which is wajib. Yeah, not just do the wajib, but have a desire for it. Like, I can't wait to do what God wants me to do. Man, that mentality is unique. Not many have it. Right? To wake up and be excited to go pray Fajr. Yeah? To be excited to fast. To be excited to give khums. To be excited to give charity. But once we develop that desire to be excited in worshiping God, then these two things will develop capacity within us. And when that capacity is developed, there is nothing holding us back from receiving every bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for God will know we will use those bounties correctly. I pray you have a very mubarak last few hours of Shahru Ramadan. Spend this time in a little bit of conversation with God. Make some dua to Him. Ask Him for His assistance. And pray most importantly for the Imam of our time, because all of these things will become united when the Imam of our time comes, inshaAllah.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. دوماً